This is what you call a flip. 10 keys from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip. K.O.D. He hard.
Welcome to In the Rafters podcast, home of your fifth place Boston Celtics. I am your host, Cullen McIntyre, and I'm here with Roger Stone.
We're talking about the All-Star break, boys, and the Bucks.
I don't want to talk about the Bucks, but we have to.
I didn't know that game, honestly. I thought we played well. We'll talk about it later. We always say that. Like, we'll start talking about something and be like, we'll talk about that later, and then we never talk about it. Yeah. But I think we will talk about the Bucks game because it's on our list.
Yeah, we will talk about it later. But before we get into anything, make sure you follow us on the social medias on the Twitter and the Instagram at In the Rafters Pod, and our blog in the Rafters Pod
.blogspot.com.
And yeah,
Kind of a quiet night on Twitter for the Celtics game.
Yeah, kind of a quiet game, but we will get into that.
Yeah, we will. Take a shot. Every time we say, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah, true. You know what? This is the one thing I'll say. When I was watching the TNT broadcast for tonight, one of my few tweets for tonight was take a shot every time the TNT broadcast mentions Giannis getting how good he could be if he gets a jump shot.
I mean, they're not wrong, but they didn't have to say it 20 times.
But like literally throughout the entire game, that's the only thing I can remember them talking about consistently. But yeah.
Yeah.
So that's that.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
Take a shot.
Yep. We got Jason Tatum in the Rising Stars Challenge on Friday night. dropping 30 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists.
Should have got MVP.
Kuzma got it, right?
Yeah.
Didn't deserve it. Kyrie was coaching. I believe they won. I'm not.
Yeah, they won. They
won. I'm going to look up that score. Well, I mean, it was unfair. They're going up against a soon-to-be two-time rookie of the year. But, yeah, they won 161-144. Kuzma at 35. Tatum at 30.
I think Tatum had more rebounds, though.
Yeah, he had 3 more rebounds, 1 more assist. Played 1 minute, obviously, because Kyrie's the coach, so he's going to put his boy out there. B-Team World. Simmons led them in scoring. Didn't attempt a 3.
I wish he attempted a 3.
Yeah, I mean, they should have put him in a 3-point contest.
If there's any time to attempt a 3, it's the All-Star break. I don't know why he didn't.
I honestly was expecting him to pull up in the ASG, in the actual game. Because everyone was pulling up.
A rookie made the All-Star game?
I know. That's
pretty impressive.
I know.
That is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Didn't he make it last year, too?
Did he? I don't even remember.
I doubt it. He's not that good.
But 3-point contest, I didn't watch. Didn't care. Marcus Smart wasn't in it. He's not a 3-point contest winner.
Marcus Morris should have been in it. But,
it's not Joe Harris.
That was a thrilling contest because Steph had to make his last 5 money balls to tie Joe Harris, and he missed one.
Oh man, I completely missed that. I was in Boston on the weekend. Dunk contest, very very boring.
Other than the Shaq dunk.
Yeah. Other than the Shaq dunk was fire. The dunk over J. Cole was nice.
Yeah.
Other than that, Dennis Smith couldn't like finish a dunk, get a dunk over.
No,
Shaq.
it was brutal watching him. It was like when you. I'm not gonna go there.
I don't want to know. But like Miles Bridges, John Collins, it was just so boring.
Yeah, John Collins broke the plane.
Yeah, that was so crazy. Why he took off on 1 foot and not 2 was so I will never understand that. But next year already has promise. Apparently, if Giannis does it, which he said he's going to do it if he's healthy, and Donovan Mitchell does it again, this is like my all-star lineup for a dunk contest. I'm going to include those two if we're talking next year.
Yeah.
Those two. I'm going to be biased and say Jaylen Brown because I just want to see him in a dunk
contest. He deserves to be in at least one in his career.
Even though he does the same fast break dunk every single time.
Yeah, but he could pull out something.
And then, like, Zach LaVine, Aaron Gordon. What else do?
I think Zion.
Yeah, I think Zion's going to be in it. I don't know. Is he
just
be
needs
able
to get better shoes.
Is he going to be able to plant on the Nike shoe?
Oh, God. So many people talking about Zion today, and it just...
Oh, God. Just to mention Zion, this is how painful the ESPN social media is. They did a post about like the last time LeBron didn't make the playoffs, and they were talking about like the Tom Brady only had 3 rings, J.R. Smith was a rookie, and then Zion was only 5.
Yeah, it's like, why?
It's like, just to
let
you know,
to bring him up and everything.
Yeah, it's like, just to let you know, everyone else born in like 2000 was also 5.
Were we?
Yeah, I think it was 2005.
He's the same age as us.
Yeah.
That's depressing.
Yeah, it's wild. Is he? He's just still 16. I'm older. That's depressing.
A kid our age will be getting $100 million shoe contract next year.
Will he go with Nike, though?
Highly doubt it.
Really? I don't know if he would,
He has to, though, right now with Duke.
Right.
If he wants to play, he has to wear Nike shoes. Right, but he could be like, yo, I'm not wearing them, and then Duke is like, oh, dear.
Yeah. I mean, Nike kind of dominates the shoe game in the NBA.
Yeah.
In LA. Like, obviously everyone has like a big guy. Like, Under Armour has Curry, Adidas has Harden.
Puma has Terry.
Puma has Terry. New Balance has the robot, aka Kawhi. I'm putting that in.
I am Kawhi.
You're Kawhi?
Isn't that what the shoe said? Was it like I saw people making fun of it. I'm pretty sure it said I am Kawhi or something like that on the back. And it was, I don't know. He's a weird dude.
Yeah, he's a very interesting man. Hold on. I haven't seen anything about it.
I don't know. Maybe it was a joke.
Might be a Twitter thing.
Yeah, probably.
I'll search the old Twitter. Kawhi. I did not see about that. He didn't really do a lot in the All-Star game either. I like if you look up Kawhi. So you start typing Kawhi Leonard, the first thing that pops up is a laugh. Oh, it just said Kawhi Leonard. One shoe had Kawhi, the other one said Leonard. Which is like, really?
Boring.
Bland.
Give me something like the Claw. Because you know that's your nickname. Yeah,
so
I was trying to read, but I can't see that far away.
Pretty bland. The All-Star game itself, the first half was okay. Like, it wasn't great. It was just a lot of transition, like Team Giannis in transit. It was mostly just Giannis and Chris Middleton, like, repping the Bucks and dominating. Some highlights, takeaway. But the second half, I will say, I watched the whole game. The second half itself was pretty entertaining because it was close, but in an All-Star game, like, the fact that the team can come back from so down is disappointing with the quality on the court. Like, yeah. I get they're not going to play, like, to their full ability, like, Kyrie specifically. Like, a lot of people are pissed that Kyrie was playing in the game, but, like, if you can tell he was rehabbing his knee.
Yeah, I think really he just wanted to be out there and have fun. Have fun with the guys.
Yeah, and, like, you can, like, watching the game, you can tell he was not going full. Like, he was probably giving 50% tops. Like, he didn't do much. He had, like, he had like, 9 rebounds, but all of them were just, like, fell to him.
Yeah.
It's not like, it was just, like, guys pulling up for 3, and they bounced off the backboard and or the rim to him. Like,
basically, really Celtics basketball.
Like, he had, like, a couple layups, some handles, as always. The alley-oop to LeBron that, like, people are overreacting about. Probably the biggest highlight in the game was that Giannis dunk, though, from Curry.
Oh, yeah.
That Curry to Giannis, like, that was wild. I will say Giannis low-key, like, calling out Curry in an interview, saying it was a bad pass. Like, as a Celtics fan, I can't like him, like, on the court.
Yeah,
that man, he's a great guy. I think he's hilarious, and, like, he's a good guy. But as a Celtics fan, it's challenging to like him.
Especially after tonight.
Yeah, especially after tonight. But, yeah, I mean, it was an okay game. I really think that the All-Star MVP shouldn't be decided on the winning team, like, based on who wins, because they gave it to Durant.
Oh, yeah, they gave it to KD.
Which was stupid because Giannis had... I mean, KD had 31, but Giannis had 38, and he just seemed more impactful throughout the game. Like, I think KD was just hitting a lot of threes while Giannis was out there, like, balling. Yeah. I mean, he was the only one with a double-double. Actually, no, Embiid had a double-double. I take that back. But he was on Team Giannis as well.
And Bayed.
Yeah. Speaking of, a bit of a side note here, speaking of Team LeBron, did you see LeBron's tweet about activating playoff intensity mode early? Have you seen the highlights of the game that they're currently playing against the Rockets?
Yeah, he doesn't care. He doesn't care. He's just standing around.
Did you see the one where, like, he's at the top of the key and he, like, dribbles a bit and just fucking, like, looks like he's trying to, like, throw a pass inside and there's nobody in the paint.
And oh, my God. He's given up on that team.
It is. I saw that and I was fucking dying. I was like, what is this man doing? Like, he's getting his bag. That's really all I can think about. Like,
I'm curious to see what he'll do if the Lakers don't sign a big name in the offseason.
Because
that's the biggest reason he went to LA was to create another super team.
See, I think the Lakers have the opportunity to sign someone big because because LeBron is someone they could pull in. Kind of relating to this, like, an example is the New York Knicks, who have won 11 games this season. And yes, they have 2 max slots, but you really think you're going to be able to attract a team or a player in the offseason with an 11-47 record at the moment? Like, no player. Like, Kyrie is not going to be like, wow, I want to leave this, like, fire lineup that we have on the Celtics that if we add Anthony Davis, we could easily contend for a championship to go to the New York Knicks.
Yeah, but you could play with Zion. I wonder how big of an impact Zion will have. That's what the Knicks should do. Draft Zion and don't make any other big moves and just see how impactful he is.
Right. That'd be interesting.
Wins-wise.
Wait,
that's not going to happen, though. They're going to try to splash somebody, but...
Yeah, they're trading away their pick. They're stupid if they do. Not going to lie. I'd want that long-term player. I wouldn't trade away. If I get the first overall pick in this draft, I would not trade it away.
Oh, no, because you're getting a freak of nature in Zion.
Yeah, you're getting a long-term freak of nature in Zion. You see out this year. Maybe they grab someone at free agency. Maybe. Maybe not even a big addition, but just someone that can help the team. They
I think they will.
I think with Zion and the current like trades that they've made, I think that like maybe they slide into maybe the eighth. Maybe. I'm not giving it. Well, okay. Yeah. They played the majority of the season with a god awful team, but they've added Dennis Smith. Oh my god, is it DeAndre Jordan? Yeah, DeAndre Jordan. They have talent right now, but they don't have like
a big player. I'm pretty sure both of them are expiring contracts though.
Are they really?
Oh, wow. I'm pretty sure. That's why everybody was hating on the Knicks for making that trade.
Ignore everything I just said. who knows? Who knows what the Knicks are gonna do?
I know Dennis Smith is expiring.
Yeah. But wasn't he team option? Because he got drafted same year as Tatum.
Was it Tatum or a year before?
Where was the same year? Because he came in with Lonzo. I wouldn't be surprised if DeAndre is on an expiring deal. He's not on an expiring deal. He has two more years. He has another full year and then a team option.
Huh.
But I wouldn't be surprised if DeAndre Jordan was. I mean, I just don't. Let's see, DeAndre Jordan got that. Yeah, he's on expiring deal. He's got a fat cap hit as well. Yeah, who knows? I really don't know what's gonna happen.
I think they're gonna try to splash someone big free agency. Yeah,
I think that'll be a talk that we have later in the season and, you know, playoff time and free agency's coming up. But yeah, continuing on. So, I did include the skills challenge. I completely skipped over it in the notes.
Yeah, I know. The best thing about All Star Weekend.
Hey, I saved it.
Skipped over it.
I saved the best for last. Okay, this was the highlight of the fucking season. Honestly, I miss this. Like, I completely missed the skills challenge. I saw the highlight.
It was great.
It was crazy. It was absolutely wild. Like, did you see the slow-mo video of Trae Young pulling up for the three, turning to look at Tatum to stare him down, and then realizing that Tatum took a shot? And turning,
like,
and turning his head just in time to see the ball go into the net and Tatum win it. Like,
it's gorgeous.
I mean, the audacity of Jason Tatum to just be like, Trae Young's at the three. Let me just eat this shit out.
Well, that's
see
what
happens here.
Who was Dinwiddie? Dinwiddie was saying the whole time it's not about anything before the shot. It's all about the shot, and that's who wins it, whoever makes the shot. And he kept saying, like, pull up from half court, honestly. And that's what Tatum did. Some other guys tried to do it too, and someone almost banked it in. I can't remember who. I think it was one of the bigs.
Wannabe Jason Tatum?
Yeah. But Tatum faced off against Conley first round. He's kind of nervous about that one. Once he survived that, he was playing against a big. Yeah. I was like, okay, he's fine.
Okay. Bigs in the skills competition are so stupid.
I mean, they won two straight before last year.
Oh, really? I just feel like in that last like stretch, like they're gonna get absolutely cooked.
Yeah, I just don't think they have the speed.
If it's a point guard, even if it's like forward, like. They just don't have speed.
Yeah, going into it, I was concerned about Tatum's passing.
Mm.
And he did well. I don't think he made it on the first. No, he did the last round. He made it on the first one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think all three rounds, he came from behind and won. Which Dinwiddie was ejaculating his pants because he's like, see, I told you. I told you, it's all about the shot. Who can make the shot first?
Yeah. I mean, that's what it is. I'll take that. When I saw the video, I was like, holy shit.
Oh, when I saw he pulled up and it fell, I was so excited. Yeah, probably more excited than us winning the finals. I mean, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. But, like, honestly, like, that was easily the highlight of the weekend for the Celtics. Continuing on with the Tatum, he stated that we were winning the finals this year. And you know what, Tatum?
We gonna damn, do that.
You damn fucking right we are. Like, I don't... At this point in the season, like, so there's so many people complaining about, like, how we're doing in the season, our record, how the team is coming together, all this, like, crap all over media. But when it comes down to it, it does not matter where we place as long as we are in the top eight.
Yeah. Honestly, I've stopped looking at the record, and I've just focused on how the team improves every night.
The only reason I check the standings is for the intro.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I mean, sure, I mean, home court advantage would be great, but...
Yeah, I'm calling you. I mean, like, okay, top four, would love it. Top eight, all right.
Yeah, we're in.
It's playoff time, baby. Like, that's what we're here for. And the thing I am most excited for is Kyrie's low-key kind of just been building up all this, like, pissed-off energy all year. Like, he just has this, like, grudge with the media. You can tell, honestly, he's just...
Blame him.
Yeah, I don't blame him either. But, like, he just has this pissed-off energy. And we have not gotten to witness playoff Kyrie yet in a Celtics uniform.
That's true.
We've seen it in the Cavs uniform. That man absolutely cooks in the playoffs. And I think pissed-off energy, playoff Kyrie, untucked Kyrie in a seven-game series, I would hate to be a team matching up against that. Alongside, you got Jason Tatum, who had a fantastic playoffs last year. Jaylen Brown from the bench in the playoffs. We haven't even had Hayward in the playoffs yet. Playoff Big Al. You don't want to mess with that.
He's going to get a tech every game.
Yeah, 76. I pity the Philadelphia team that has to play us in the playoffs. If they play us
the 76ers. Right now, we would play them first round.
Poor fools. Those poor boys. At the moment, Al Horford has literally ended Joel Embiid's year. He's, like, dealing with, like, tendonitis or something.
I can't play anymore, coach.
The guys on TNT pregame were ripping him to shreds for sitting with tendonitis. Shaq was like, you gotta get some icy hot on that. I think Kenny was like, I never sat out with tendonitis. What is this? I was like, he's
just making up reasons.
Yeah, he's just scared to get on the court after seeing Daddy Big Al on the court. I mean, Father Horford.
Father Al
absolutely dominates that man every time they step on the court. I love it. But I love the confidence from Tatum.
Didn't Jaylen say the same thing earlier in the year?
Like August, I think he said. I think he said we're contending. I can't remember.
I want to say he said we're gonna make the finals.
Yeah, I think something like that.
Which I like it. I like it because we are.
Yeah. I think a healthy Celtics team makes a.
Yeah, I think we'll be healthy, but you never know.
Knock on wood.
Gordon Hayward might step on another foot.
Yeah. I'm going to skip right to that. I know we have another thing before that, but I'm just going to go right into that. Gordon Hayward, before the break, absolute fire.
Gordon Hayward. Apex Legends is the reason.
Only player on the team to not go on like a mini vacation or the All-Star break, Gordon Hayward, stayed in Boston, worked his ass off at the Auerbach Center. Apparently he was putting in like really good work. That's what I heard, like saw on like social media and stuff. Only to twist his fucking ankle.
Yeah. I think it was Shemmy's foot.
Yeah, it was Shemmy's foot. Yeah. Shemmy was using his like too much power.
Yeah.
It was too much. Shemmy was a semi truck. And just ended it. I was hiking. The only thing I'm not mad about that is that RJ Hunter got called up. I wish he would have stepped in the court, but
yeah,
it was too close. It was too
That's true.
Too big of a game. But yeah, I hope Hayward can play Saturday. Yeah, Saturday. Again, tomorrow.
Rest him, I suppose.
I think if it's bad, if it's still questionable, we rest him. But I think it would be a good game to put him on a minutes restriction.
That's true. Ahead of the, ahead we have of the Raptors game. Coming up.
Yes.
I would love to see Bobby Blocks in the Bulls game.
Yeah, I think that's a very strong chance. I honestly, RJ Hunter maybe, but if Hayward plays, then no. But
yeah,
I think we'll see a lot of rotation in the Bulls game with minutes. Especially ahead of the, I think like fourth quarter of the Bulls game, if we're up by a lot like last time, like we don't see a starter for in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I hope we have a game like last time against Chicago.
Yeah, that'd be nice. But yeah,
we've had some stressful games lately.
Yeah. Back to the All-Star weekend. There's a clip of Anthony Davis and Kyrie chit chat. I'm not gonna. Because of how I feel about what I'm going to talk about next, I'm not going to say it was recruiting.
Wait, Anthony Davis or KD?
See, I'm talking about the. I'm going to talk about the Kevin Durant thing next.
Okay.
The clip of Kyrie. The clip of Kyrie with his ears over his mouth, talking to Anthony Davis. They could have been talking about anything.
Yeah.
I don't think it's recruiting. I mean, a lot of people say it is.
No.
I don't think it's as much of recruiting as LeBron picking him, bringing him on his show on ESPN. He's going to be Anthony Davis on the next episode.
Bring on some more tampering.
Yeah.
More collusion.
But, yeah, the next video that came out after the – I think it was after the game. I don't know exactly when the like video took place. It was Kyrie and KD talking like in the hallway or whatever, and a lot of people were talking – like you hear him say like it's time – and like him holding up two fingers. A lot of people are saying it's about the Knicks. Kyrie himself is like fucking pissed about that.
I don't blame him. The probably, media blows everything up out of proportion. Guys just trying to have a nice conversation with his good old pal. Just let him talk. Give him private. Okay, so I watched A Star Is Born over the All-Star break.
Oh my God.
And have you seen that?
I'm not.
Very good movie. Highly recommend. Maybe question everything. So, in the movie, what's his face?
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper was the.
I know this.
Was the popular singer, and everyone was like acting different around him, like he's not an actual human. And I almost said Miley Cyrus. Lady Gaga was like, oh, how do you deal with that? And I feel like Kyrie's just going through the same thing. People treat him like he's not a regular old Joe. Like he's not an actual human being. Just treat him like a human. He's just talking to his good old friend. Just leave him be. Leave him in peace. Don't try to put words in his mouth. That's my A Star Is Born rant.
So I saw, I didn't put this in the notes because I saw this on social media yesterday. There's a thing from Kobe Bryant, Kyrie's idol, told him something a while back, and it was Bryant's best. I want to read this word. Bryant's message to Irving was basically that great teams need a player who actually causes conflict inside the locker room on purpose. Great teams need someone who makes his teammates uncomfortable when things might otherwise be easy and quiet. Kobe lived this, clashing with Shaq during the Lakers. We all know this. And then pushed management to reshape the roster, and they won two more rings, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah.
I don't really understand that philosophy.
I don't either. But, honestly, I would rather that be the reason Kyrie is going about this than...
Yeah, that's true.
Just calling out teammates on social media and like in interviews. Now, a lot of people are continuing to blow like what he has to say out of proportions. He had a recent interview with, I think, Rachel Nichols of ESPN.
You know, you obviously have expectations to live up to individually, but as a team, you know, it's a lot to figure out all in 1 year, you know, bringing a lot more talent. You know, we didn't fill in just pieces here and there. We filled in pieces with great players. So, you know, a lot has changed since the beginning of the season. But overall, I just want to win, and I'm going to dedicate myself every single day. And if I got to bring everybody else up with me, then that's just what I have to do.
Your teammate Marcus Morris did say that it hasn't been fun. It hasn't been fun even when we've been winning a lot. Have you felt that?
It's been a trying year for us, you know, because we basically have a bunch of young men in our locker room that feel like they're capable of doing a lot more than what they're doing. And that's okay. But there's a maturity that you have to have. There's a professionalism that you have to really showcase every single day. And that's what the great ones do. You know, I initially didn't play the minutes I wanted to play. I'm 26 years old, heading into my prime. Like, why do I have to wait for anybody? You know, Terry Rozier is a, you know, he played in the playoffs. He did extremely well. Coming back, that's a natural competition that me and him have. Like, it's just, it is what it is. Like, no one wants to say it, but I will. It's part of their growth. When you have winning in mind, then, you know, you got to understand that. You got to do what it takes, but you got to understand your teammates.
Kyrie Irving has been working through what it means to be the leader of a team.
I think Kyrie's still trying to kind of figure that part out a little bit.
What have you learned about being a leader so far this season?
That you don't have to try to be a leader. You don't have to, like,
did you think that at the start?
Yeah, because, you know, you naturally propel yourself to this position. You naturally start listening to outside advice. Like, hey, you know, how did you deal with this? How did you deal with that? And at the end of the day, you know, I've always had the tools. Now it's just about going out there and just doing it, improving it, and just being myself. That's the best version of me.
This is the perfect example. He talked about how there's a natural competition between him and Terry Rozier for the starting spot, how, like, they both know they want it, they're both playing, like, a ton of minutes, and they both, you know, like, they're battling for it. They both really want it. And so many people, like, freak the fuck out about it.
Yeah.
Like, what is the problem? Like, it's gonna drive them both to play better. Yes, Terry Rozier is underperforming this year. I'm not gonna lie, like, but that's not causing the issue with Terry, okay? The natural competition is something that, like, I think every team needs that. between their starting and bench player. I don't care who it is, what position it is. I don't give a shit if it's Kevin Durant and some no-name small forward on the Warriors that you've never heard of battling it out for a position. Like,
go ahead.
I can go ahead.
Okay, so when Steven Gostkowski was missing all his kicks, a lot of people were like, bring in a kicker. Because he's too comfortable right now, so bring in a kicker. And he'll start kicking better because he's like, oh, I might lose my job. And then Tom Brady in Michigan was the backup. And he competed and competed and competed. And it made him better, I think.
High quality Patriots analysis out here. It's like, I don't get why people can't accept the fact that he's a leader. He needs to challenge his teammates to be better. If he can't challenge them in the locker room to do better, why can't he be outspoken about his thoughts? Like, that's just, people have so many problems with people, like, talking out into the media, but, like, that's today's world. Like, people have things to say. Where else are they going to say it? If it's not working in the locker room, where else is it going to happen?
He's sparking a fire. He's got a little flame going. He's just blowing some oxygen. Well, that would actually be carbon dioxide that you blow into it. Because you breathe in oxygen, then you release carbon dioxide, which the trees actually take in and then create oxygen. So you'd put a tree next to a fire.
Yeah, thank you.
So Kyrie's planting a tree next to a little fire right now.
Yeah.
Just getting it stirring.
Getting that tree planted in its flat earth.
Yeah.
But yeah. All right, time to get into the part we don't want to talk about. The Celtics versus the Milwaukee Bucks. Didn't mind the game. Offensively, both teams are shit.
Oh god, that All-Star break definitely hit hard on both of them.
Oh my god. I'm looking at team stats for shooting. The Celtics were 39 for 102. And the Bucks were 37 for 88. Wow. We only had 6 attempts at the line. Like, there were no fouls for us.
I wasn't a big fan of the refs. I thought there were some missed calls on both ends, though.
They just make some great, like, they make a great call on the end, though.
That, the 24-second violation.
Yeah.
Shot clock didn't start right away.
Yeah. Well, okay. So, apparently, like, they were talking about on the broadcast. Apparently, like, they clarified that, like, once it hit Giannis's hands, it's not supposed to start until someone else on the other team touches it. But, yeah. But when Brook Lopez, like, hit it, 0.2 seconds passed between when it touched his hands and the rim. So, yeah.
That's
what they said. I might be wrong. They might be wrong.
No, I definitely heard something like that.
But. Yeah, so it was kind of confusing. I got to give it up to the TNT broadcast tonight. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, because it was a really awful game.
Yeah.
It was just missed shot after missed shot, and they didn't do too bad. Like, the beer thing, I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah,
that was in the middle of missed shot after missed shot after missed shot. So he was just going on about the beer.
Yeah. And the amount of times he kept joking about, no!
Yeah.
And he's like, how many times are you going to say that? And he's like, I don't know. I was like, I got to give it to him.
I enjoyed
it. For TNT, it was a good one. I think it's a players-only broadcast that bores me. They had a good group tonight. But
players only, I didn't really even hear the broadcast booth when I was watching.
I don't know. But got dicked down by Giannis.
He is a monster. You gotta give it to him.
Yeah, you gotta give it to him. That man is insane watching him. I mean, like, we blocked him, we got down in the paint, we got dirty with him, but every single time he would get the ball right back and just slam it. I mean, that like full court pass from Middleton to him, and we had like three guys draped all over him.
And he's like, let me
just slam it in all of your faces and then get the end one. It was just like, what the
fuck? But this is why I didn't mind this game, even though we lost in a heartbreaking fashion. We forced a lot of turnovers.
Yeah, we did.
Big Al was dominant. Despite having our worst shooting night of the year, we still had a chance to win this game. Granted, they were god-awful on offense as well, but we were we were great on defense.
Yeah, defensively, we were really solid. Marcus Smart. A lot of hustle plays. There was just a lot of hustle play tonight as a team, which I haven't really seen a lot as the team as a whole this season. It's usually been like one guy standing out. But, I mean, you saw Kyrie getting down on the floor to get the ball.
Yeah, Tatum had some nice pokes.
Yes, Brown had some nice pokes. Smart, obviously, defensive player of the year. That last play, like, that was...
Oh, that was huge.
Like, oh, my God. The amount of, like, reaction people, like, tweets that people... People send out, like, so many people like jump ball is the stupidest thing. How'd you do that? I was like, y'all ever heard of a shot clock violation?
Yeah, it's gonna help them. Marcus Smart is not gonna jump for this ball.
I was like,
he's
fam,
gonna let Giannis touch it.
Yeah, I was like, fam, there's 0.2 seconds left on the clock. Unless he slaps it off the backboard and someone slams it in,
or he just tips it in himself.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah, they were talking about that on the broadcast. I was like, I'm not gonna lie, Marcus might want to jump.
Yeah, just at least contest it.
Yeah, just contest it. Don't touch it. Just contest. But yeah, I mean, it was a very clutch play. The last play itself looked ugly. I'm not gonna lie. I know we talked about this off podcast, but
So who was it? Marcus Smart did confirm it was supposed to go to Morris.
Yeah.
Morris got raped.
Yeah.
Right in front of the ref. Ref didn't call it. That's why Morris was practically strangling the ref at the end.
Yeah. I didn't clap that ass.
Yeah, I definitely noticed there was something wrong because down low where Morris was, Kyrie was also there, and they kind of bunched together. And
I knew something was off the moment Kyrie kind of just rushed forward and Marcus like bounced past it to him. It was like a very like reaction bounce pass because he saw Kyrie coming.
It was basically, okay, we're going to turn the ball over if we don't throw it in soon. So
It was
just give it to me.
Yeah. It was just like, let's just put it in the hands of someone who we know has the best chance of putting it in the net, and he just drove it through. Now, my biggest problem there is this is the team, the one of the teams that I don't want to see Kyrie drive to the hoop in the last minute.
Yeah, because they have the length to shut him down.
Like, Kyrie struggled tonight. Like, he had a very whole, much. Like, he had his worst game of the season, even though maybe, he dropped 22.
Maybe it was his knee. You never know.
Nah, I mean, well, apparently, like, a lot of people are talking about, like, he just sucks after, like, the first game back, coming back from anything. And it's, you know, I mean, like, he didn't do horrible. Like, he, in the second half was much better than the first half. But it was ugly, and I just think that, and it, like, a lot of his missed shots were in the paint. Like, a lot of his missed shots.
Yeah.
In the paint.
It's so but weird looking layups.
A lot of his made shots, like, some of the best shots that he made were three-pointers in mid-range. And
the FU threes.
Yeah, it's a one-point game. You're Kyrie Irving. You haven't been able to hit it from the layup, like, all in the paint all game. That's your game, but you haven't been able to hit all game. I think that's just the shot that I want to see him pull up mid-range. Like, I just want to see him drive because they know he's going to go into the paint.
Yeah.
Step back, wide open look.
He did have Horford open, but...
Yeah.
I think there was so much panic that...
Yeah.
I don't think he really knew he was open, and I think he was thinking, try to get to the hoop.
I was paying so much attention to Kyrie that I didn't even see that he was open, so I don't know how long he was open. Was he at the three?
Yeah, he had a wide open three.
I don't know how much time he had.
There's both 2 seconds.
Okay.
So I think, like, he could have gotten it off.
Yeah. He just has a longer release.
Yeah.
And he tends to, like, get set, do that weird, like, and is it, like, it's, like, above the ball thing? And then, like, it's weird.
I think it's like kind of like the ball.
Yeah, it's in front of the ball, and like he comes up to shoot, it goes on top. It's so weird.
It's just weird.
It's different. It's different, but I mean, it works. So
yeah,
he's 17 rebounds tonight. Wow.
Yeah, he went off.
Yeah. Wow. Doing big things. I love that. Man,
a few clutch blocks too.
Oh my god, that. Speaking of blocks, that Giannis chase down block on Tatum, like my thing with he got all ball.
Give me a foul.
He got all ball. There were some missed calls in the game.
Someone said that it was a foul.
I think you're thinking of a different one. Because there was a block that he had.
No, there were two that I think should have been a foul.
The chase down I can confirm should not have been a foul. I, like, clear as day, remember the replay. Like, he slapped the ball. But I think, like, as much as Giannis, like, is good, there were a lot of missed calls on the blocks.
He didn't get ball. He got on.
Hold up.
He got forearm to forearm. He might have tipped it with his hand. A little bit, but it looked like it was more forearm to forearm. There might be some hand-to-ball contact. I don't know.
Are you watching, like, the close-up?
Yeah. Dylan Bird, 3 hours ago.
I cannot find a close-up.
I mean, Terry took a sweet old time passing it to Tatum there.
At Dylan Bird 94, maybe no.
No, just Dylan Bird at Sports Bird. I just looked up Giannis block. It was like the third thing that popped up. It looks like he gets forearm to forearm, but there might be some hand to ball action.
I don't know. I remember the close up block on TNT. Yeah. Okay. It looks like he gets. Oh, I'm doing some like intense. Yeah, it looks like to me it looks like he gets all ball, cause like it's like the side of his hand that hits the ball.
It's tough.
It was a tough angle. They showed a different angle on the replay on TNT, I'm pretty sure.
The first block, though, was a foul. He got zero ball. No.
Yeah. But
what were we talking about?
We were talking about the Bucks game, but
yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah, obviously. I'm not upset with like the fact that we lost. I'm just upset with like specific things in the game. Like we played the number one team in the Eastern Conference to 1 point, a team that's on the road. Dominated all year on the road, like. I'm not upset. They have arguably the best player in the NBA at the moment.
Yeah,
if you say it's LeBron James, DM me, please, and explain to me how LeBron is the best in the league. But
watch the Rockets game. Actually, he's making a comeback. But
watch the Lakers season.
After watching tonight's game, I think Giannis is my pick for MVP currently.
Oh, he's my pick for MVP all day. I don't think anyone else. I mean, like, MVP is whole season. Yeah. James Harden, first half of the year, kind of crap. It wasn't that great until Chris Paul got hurt, and then he started, like, dropping those historical numbers. But, like, I don't see it. So, we faced in arguably the MVP this year. And I'm not going to lie, like, he played really well, but, like, we slowed him down.
We made First him turn half, definitely, we slowed
we him made down. Him turn it over a lot. I think transition is kind of where he kicked our ass because, you know, you leave him
with, one like, one-on-one.
Yeah, one-on-one, one-on-two even. That Euro step was disgusting. Oh, my God. I thought that was travel on the show that we played, and it was only two steps. That boy has long legs.
Oh, my, like, God. He could just step over a mountain and then an elephant at the same time.
Like, I'm 6'4". I think I have long legs, but then I look at that man and I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like, yo, bro, save some milk for the rest of us.
Literally. It's so weird. They did an interview with him on ESPN. Same person interviewed Kyrie, and, like, there's clips of him on it, like, of when he was a rookie. That he looked like a child. He was so skinny. He played point guard.
Yeah, he definitely bulked up.
Yeah.
he's got some muscles.
I'm pretty sure he played point guard. He just looks like a he just looks like a child.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we're recording the podcast. I was about to start singing.
I mean, yeah, it'd be in there. I mean, he's a talent. So
Giannis MVP. Giannis MVP. Lock it in. If you're a gambling man, put some money on it.
Yeah, I mean, all in all, not upset with how it went. I wish we played them again this year.
Well, we will in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm playoffs. Sure we'll see them.
But I meant like a regular season.
Oh, yeah.
But we're not face them again. But let's start looking ahead. We kind of already talked a little bit about the Bulls game.
Do we even have to talk about the Bulls game?
facing them in Chicago. Fest. They have a 14-44 record. They play the the Magic tonight. They did win their last game of before the break against the Grizzlies, but the Grizzlies aren't very good. So I mean, I think we'll see just a lot of rotation. I mean, we already mentioned this earlier. Expect a lot of minutes for like Rozier. I guess you want to make her make an appearance.
Oh, yeah. Feed me some bread. Feed
Brad.
Me some Yabu. Yabu in there tonight.
I want to see Brad. Not really, but Brad. I want to see. But yeah, we get that on Saturday. That's on. That's just NBC Sports, so.
Yeah. That one may be national coverage.
Hear that, Tommy.
Well, it's in Chicago, so I doubt who will be.
Probably.
I don't know. He might travel.
Maybe.
But, no, I think he was in the home base today.
Yeah, but, and then Tuesday, huge game in Toronto.
Is it?
Against the Raptors. Pretty big game.
I don't know. They're only second place.
Only second place? I mean, we're only fifth.
Is it in Toronto or Boston?
In Toronto.
Oh, okay. So this will be a big test.
Yeah, spicy. It's going to be interesting. I mean, last time we played them, wild turn of events.
Overtime. Thriller.
Huh? I thought that game didn't go to OT.
I don't know. The other day I was watching the one of the times we played them this year, and it was in overtime. I don't know which one it was. It might have been the first one.
Probably, because the last time we beat them was 117-108, and it was four quarters.
Four quarters could be overtime if you put your mind to it.
Whatever you say. Whatever you say. I mean, Kyrie fucking went off in that game. So did Big Al. And Hayward had a great game. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. This one, it's on TNT. Please don't. It probably won't be a players only, but one can hope it isn't. I don't really know how. I mean, Kawhi is gonna go off. There's no stopping that.
We just need to play like we do against good teams.
Yeah,
that's as a team. We need to shoot better than we did tonight. Shit.
Who did they add in the for the deadline? Who did they trade for? I can't remember.
They got rid of Valanciunas.
They brought in. Hold on.
They got a big guy.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was.
Oh, shiver me timbers. Who was he? Oh, I feel like it's right on my tongue. Oh, Marcus. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Horford on Gasol.
Yeah.
I guarantee Brad's going to match Horford. Well, Gasol's minutes with Horford minutes.
Yeah, I wouldn't surprise.
Just like Embiid.
Yeah. Should be an interesting game.
Just depends on that. I was going to say, depends on how we play, but that's basically every game.
Yeah, that's on. I know what you mean. It's sad that I know what you mean, though.
Yeah, it depends on which Celtics team goes out there. Is it the one that, eats the booty cheeks, or the one that plays like a team? That moves the ball, grabs the rebound.
Are we going to see a fun Celtics?
Or a rip my hair out, stressful, kill me now Celtics?
Yeah. And then next night, back to back, I would say good games. We host the Portland Trailblazers, who recently acquired Enes Kanter, which kind of makes that game a lot more scary. Not going to lie.
Yeah. He's a good rebounder.
Because they also have Nurkic. So they got two big boys.
I mean, he's a good rebounder, but on the offensive side of the ball, you can kind of just sleep on him.
Yeah. I mean, he was 8-for-9 from the field. But tonight.
They slept on him too much.
Yeah, it was the Nets. Nets
are good.
I'm kind of surprised. They're not putting him in that power forward spot, but. I mean, Lillard will be interesting. I'm not worried about McCollum just because Marcus Smart on defense. My favorite thing about Marcus Smart is the fact that if we come into a game, and they have a really good small forward or shooting guard, he can just throw Marcus Smart in their way.
Honestly, if they have a really good anything, even a center, he could post up a center.
Yeah, he could. He has beef with centers inside, though. They don't, especially DeMarcus Cousins. But, But Trailblazers come to Boston Wednesday. That one's on ESPN. All 8 p.m. games. It's kind of That late night life.
It's killing me.
Yeah, it's killing me too. Oh, you know what? I have soccer on there at 8 p.m. on the Raptors game, so I'm going to miss most of that game. That's going to suck.
Well,
and trust in Roger for them high quality.
I'll have to take a nap before the game. I'm an old man.
You're an old man.
It's 8 o'clock. That was what was great about All-Star Week was I went to bed at like 10 o'clock. I have to worry about, you know, the Celtics winning or losing.
Wow.
It felt good.
Yeah.
Now it's 1 a.m.
It is 1 a.m. Yeah. Trailblazers. My thing about like Western Conference teams is that I don't watch them play unless it's against the Celtics. It's like I haven't seen them this season.
Yeah, like I know Lillard. Trailblazers play.
I know Lillard's good. I know Lillard is an extremely underrated point guard, and he's a great point guard. That's all I know. I don't really like keep up. Unless there's the only thing I will ever see from this team is highlights that make it on social media. I just don't watch Western.
Honestly, Western not a lot of Trailblazer highlights.
Yeah, and if it is, it's like only Lillard. I know they beat the Warriors before the break. Like,
I think they're a pretty good team.
Yeah, they overall they're kind of a team that I just don't hear about a lot that are really good, but like because they're in the West and like tip off at like 10 p.m. all the time, I just don't watch them in any capacity.
My Celtics game is ending around 10 p.m. I'm not watching any more basketball. I'm tucking myself in.
Exactly.
Nice warm glass of ice cold milk.
All right.
A nice chocolate chip granola bar.
You do you.
Lullaby and a bedtime story. And I'm tucked in, ready to go to bed. Ready to ride the dream world.
Ride the dream world. Kind of a shorter episode today because not a lot of games.
It honestly didn't feel like it.
Really?
I'm sick and tired of these 8 o'clock games.
you know what? Sit down with Adam Silver and have a chat.
Yeah, screw this. Should players be able to go to the draft right out of high school? Give me some 6:30 games, man. I miss those days.
I want to see if we play any of those for the rest of the year.
I miss the days of walking 5 miles home from school through the snow up a hill, and turning on the Celtics at like 5 o'clock.
All right. Well, I got some good news.
My porridge.
Great news for you. On March 3rd, when we play the Rockets, 3:30 p.m. March 6th.
Well, I'll probably be working.
That's fair. Actually, not March 6th. Where was it? March 23rd, 6 p.m. tip-off.
Oh, that is great.
On Saturday.
Who are you playing then?
Hornets. Play the Hornets.
Oh, okay.
And then on the 30th, we play the Nets at 6 p.m. tip off. And if my ESPN app would load, I would be able to update you on the April games. But
oh, it's okay. That's a month down the road and a pilly pocker away.
Well, we do not have any 6 p.m. tip offs in April.
Well, that sucks.
Lakers beat the Rockets. LeBron had almost had a double double. But it's fine.
LeBron's overrated.
LeBron. That's what I heard. I just want to see how James Harden did in that game.
He had about over 30 points.
As always.
Yeah, 32 straight.
The Rockets choked, I'm not going to lie. They only scored 16 in the fourth, so they beat themselves. I don't know why.
Wait. Whoa. This high quality content coming at you live.
Yeah.
Warriors are only up by 2 to the Kings. 6 seconds left.
They won. It's 125. They won.
125-123.
In the fourth.
Yeah, so 6 seconds left on my thing.
In the fourth. Oh,
fine. Final.
125-123.
Darn it. King, well, the Kings yeah, the Kings tweeted.
They're so underrated.
The Kings tweeted a picture of a hand coming down to slap a big old blue button. And on the button, it says, "We have got a dandy." I was like, oh, maybe the Kings will win.
The Kings social media is king. Like, they are so good. Like, fucking Curry dunked in the game, and it made it on Bleach Report, and they said, like, post the next play, you won't, or something like that. Because I think, like, the Kings probably, like, dunked it or something. I didn't actually see the next play, but... Oh, come on. Oh, no. But speaking of Bleach Report, they posted Lakers win as LeBron activates playoff mode. Man.
No!
This means that bullshit.
Who cares about playoff mode? You aren't even going to make it.
Yeah.
If you do, you're one and done.
Yeah, that about wraps up.
You know?
Anything more to add?
I hope the Lakers make the finals.
If you hope the Lakers make the finals?
Yeah, because then when the Celtics make it, it's going to be a cakewalk. Shut down LeBron, that's it.
Yeah. I don't know. We
punch him in the groin.
Punch him in the groin. Oh, God. Well, it's highly unlikely that the Lakers will make the playoffs.
Or the playoffs.
Yeah, or the playoffs. But, yeah, that about wraps up the episode.
Wrap it up like a condom.
Don't forget to follow the social medias at In the Rafters Pod.
And wear protection.
And the blog, intherafterspod.blogspot.com.
Make sure she takes the pill.
Yeah. We have...